through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good to hear. That's
one day
good.
I would love to find out where that scream is sampled from.
We'll have to ask intro. Cam. I think he maybe made that.
Folks, would you like to kick off with dessert first or veggies?
I'm absolutely a dessert first person.
Oh.
First texter in.
Dessert
we'll
or veggies?
Dessert or veggies on Media Bat because I've got a smorgasbord of news. But I do have an item of dessert.
I think you have to have
it. Is dessert and veggies
dessert.
A smorgasbord? Don't you need a few more things
on
there?
No, I do. I've got a lot of things. Okay. I got a whole bunch. Well, vegetarian smorgasbord.
It's important to have your vegetables before dessert.
This is true. Let's go with veggies. Let's get our veggies out of the way.
Boring. I was really hoping you go with dessert, to be honest. Considering vetoing it. Okay, so I kind of missed this, and Tess and I were just talking about this off air, but apparently Three, it looks very likely, is going to get eaten up, bought by Discovery.
Okay, this is news to me.
This is positive, right?
I would see this as a win because it means that someone is going to buy Three.
True.
Excellent.
One of our TV stations. Mark Jennings, who is one of the co-founders, I think, at newsroom.co.nz, wrote a great analysis about this and talked about it as if everyone already knew. And I was like, oh, whoops, I missed that. but he was saying that Discovery, he was sort of begging the question, like, why would a huge international operation like Discovery want to buy this loss-generating channel that has struggled for so long in a tiny market like New Zealand?
So we're talking about the Discovery, Discovery here. Yes. It's the Discovery Channel with all the nature stuff.
You might know them from gorilla footage or...
The trees.
Or whatever.
Animals.
But then they branched out, right?
Melting ice caps, things like that.
Isn't Mythbusters Discovery as well? They started making reality TV and really leaned into it because it was very profit generating for them. Anywho's, they've been hoovering up little TV stations in small countries like Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, Poland, Germany, Italy, UK, and Ireland. And Mark Jennings suspects that it's because they kind of were slow out the gate of building their own streaming platform.
Right.
So they're forming this kind of a strategy instead to go around the world and buy up these little channels to create a global network that way.
Global Discovery Network.
We already have one bit of good news from this move, and that is that the pay cuts, which were at Three, got reversed.
Awesome. That is actually great news.
Yeah, which does suggest that another buyer is in the works
so
of stepping in.
They reversed the pay cuts before the deal was done.
Before it's public. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And we don't even know for sure if Discovery's got it, but it seems overwhelmingly like that's what's up. And
fantastic.
We might find out in the coming weeks.
I think that's fantastic.
And sadder news, Wendy Petrie got given the arse from TVNZ, and Duncan Grieve has written a pretty good piece about this in the spin-off. And he's basically saying, hey, this is bullshit, y'all.
Yeah.
He wrote a piece entitled, "By cutting Wendy Petrie, TVNZ loses a great anchor and a major opportunity." This is because TVNZ are currently on a mission to save $10 million, so they're cost-cutting wherever they can within the organisation. They've let a lot of people go who are on-camera staff. And Wendy Petrie has been co-anchoring the news with Simon Dallow for 14 years.
That is a long time.
Yeah, and it's not a particularly good look. To be honest, that Simon Dallow has remained in the seat and Wendy Petrie has gone. Wendy Petrie is 7 years younger than Simon Dallow. As Duncan from the spin-off points out, there was a great opportunity to introduce a fresh face and grow up new talent within the organisation. It's always a tricky thing because there's the ratings question. People get very used to seeing a familiar face, and that is incredibly valuable for an organisation. So I guess that's the justification there. But it does sort of further this long-running, I'd call it an injustice in television, that women need to exit or have been forced to exit on-camera roles at a far earlier age than men.
Yeah.
And that historically has always been the case. And this seems to further that, and it just
sucks
doesn't
a bit.
Sit super right.
No, yeah. I think I agree with that one, Tim.
Yeah. You guys might have seen that there was a big old Twitter hack last week on Thursday.
Yeah,
our time.
I did see that. I wondered, now, I saw something on that and I was like, that seems like a weird tweet from that person.
Yeah.
So what actually went on and who got hacked?
Right. So a whole bunch of people got hacked. What happened is on Thursday, these incredibly massive verified accounts, some belonging to Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Bill Gates, the official accounts for Uber and Apple, all tweeted out a Bitcoin scam.
I think Kanye West did it as well, but yeah. I don't know if that was
they might have just been Kanye.
The hack.
And it was like not a sophisticated scam as well. No. The version that I saw, and I think there was some variants of the message that went out, but it said, here's our Bitcoin address. If you deposit some Bitcoin in here, we'll send 2 coins for every coin you put in.
So hang on a second. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go to the absolute extensive lengths of managing to like hack Barack Obama's Twitter account and Uber's Twitter account, and you can't even get the wording for your scam to sound legit. Well, that feels like a wasted opportunity for that scammer.
Thing is, Rachel, it's a numbers game, right? You only need to get 0.00000001% of people to put some Bitcoin in, because it's crypto is completely untraceable. Well, sorry, Bitcoin is pretty much completely untraceable.
Right.
You've got the money. All you need is a few idiots as a percentage of the millions of people that you get access to from all those accounts, and suddenly you got some free money. The interesting and very worrying thing about this hack, what got revealed, is that there was not a sophisticated technical hack that went on. It was actually social engineering, which is what the hackers call tricking someone or coercing through payment or threats or something, someone internally who has access to tools to make it happen.
Ooh.
So it's been revealed that there is this internal tool at Twitter. Some screenshots have leaked out from the hackers who committed this scam.
Yeah.
They talked to Motherboard, which is the technology arm of Vice.com, and shared some of the screenshots of this tool. And it just means that there is an incredibly centralized and vulnerable tool which has a lot of power at the core of Twitter to do this sort of thing.
It's a bit freaky, isn't it?
It's super freaky. And these Twitter employees just, for whatever reason, the investigation, I don't think we'll ever get the public results of it, but we don't know why, but they handed over the keys to the car.
Presumably they were going to get a bit of Bitcoin out of it, you'd imagine.
Exactly, yeah, I think that's probably safe to say.
So is this the veggies? Have we hit dessert yet? Or
dessert
we...
is now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Y'all seen that Zuckerberg image?
No, I haven't.
Yes, I
you
have.
Oh my God,
oh,
my man.
No, I have. I've
my
seen
man
it. I've seen
is
it.
Painted white with zinc and sitting on a surfboard like an Adam West 1970s Joker from
this
the
is
Batman
quite something.
TV show. I'm obsessed with this image because when it first came out, I was tweeting about it and I was like, I was so focused on his dumb face that I didn't even notice that he's wearing a hoodie. Like, his face is painted white.
So he's on a surfboard, and he's basically got zinc all over his face.
Let me run you through the gamut.
Give us a full thing.
It is an electric surfboard, which is the stupidest goddamn thing. He's got his face painted like a clown. His expression is like, he just looks so effing sad. He's wearing a hoodie, and these kind of like... three-quarter pants almost.
It's a very strange look.
I tell you one thing though that we will say. Oh, he's also got he's got Crocs on his hands, which I completely missed till someone pointed it out. But I tell you what, Zuckerberg, he's got a decent amount of junk in the trunk.
Yeah.
My boy is thick. No one knew because he's walking around wearing bloody track pants and hoodies all day, but
well,
you get
apparently
him in some
that's
shorts.
What he surfs in as well.
Do you
so
think that he had this desperate desire to be a surfer growing up, and then the electric surfboard came out and he was like, yes,
now
this
is my
one
chance.
For me.
Quite possible. Jess, could I get a woman's opinion though? You've got that image up.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you're straight or not, but that's an ass, right?
Yeah, I think it might be the angle, but we'll go with it.
This is some juicy, juicy buns on the Zuckerberg.
A lot of pictures of this event
It's just one of those weird things that appears on the internet and everyone freaks out about a bit because they're like, why is Mark Zuckerberg
on
a surfboard?
If this was Mark Zuckerberg or not, if I saw someone with that amount of zinc on their face at the beach, I would be like, hey, Are you okay?
Do you know, I was talking...
Sounds safe.
I was talking to my mate Guy Montgomery about this, and I think his take is correct. It's just like, the world needed this right now. We just needed something completely harmless that we could all look at and go, that is sensational. So, Mark Zuckerberg, I will probably... I've never said this before, and I'll likely never say it again. Thank you for giving us this gift.
Someone's
it was very selfless of you.
Someone's texting and saying it's actually an electric foil board, and they are super fun.
A foil
okay.
board?
Oh, an electric foil. Okay, there we go. We stand corrected.
Richie Rich over here looking like Casper. His face is so white. No one needs that much zinc.
I mean,
no
he's going to be
much zinc. And also,
well and truly
I don't know
sunset.
If you guys have worn zinc, but it's not easy to get off.
No, you need a good exfoliator.
Imagining him scrubbing. Anyway, that's Media Bat.
Thank you very much for that.
Could I plug something?
Plug away.
This is a pre-plug because tickets aren't on sale yet, ooh, but The Basement has asked for me to do a return season of my Comedy Fest show from last year called Space Couch.
Yeah!
So there's going to be three nights, August 2021-22. Dick Move are going to be the house band.
Woo-hoo!
For my on-stage comedy chat show, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome, Tim. Can't wait. We will save the date for that. Cheers! Nice.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.